There was a moment in an interview last week with Russia expert Masha Gessen. Now, it's about 30 seconds long, part of an exchange I had with Gessen, who's a critic of Vladimir Putin and, in this moment, a critic of Donald Trump. Let's listen.
This is a man who lies all the time. So how do we actually figure out what to listen to and what to listen for?
And I just want to jump in to say that at NPR, we are not categorizing the president's words as lies, because the definition of the very definition of lies is intent. Somebody intended to tell an untruth, and we don't know what's going on in his head and whether or not he's being fed false information when he falsely says, for instance, that people boarded buses and went to New Hampshire to vote. So we are not categorizing them as lies, but they're certainly not
true. Am I allowed to?
Yes, you are. They're okay. Certainly not true. So that was last week, and many of you asked about that policy, which gives us a chance to clarify a couple things. First, there are many programs on public radio, but Here Now is a program actually produced with the news headquarters in Washington, which means we are subject to the NPR standards and practices. So let's bring in NPR standards and practices editor Mark Memmott. Mark, first, did I get the policy right about why NPR is not calling President Trump a liar?
Yes, you did. Our policy is to use the right words, to use words that convey the meaning that we feel needs to be conveyed, and words that won't get in the way of people understanding our story. So that's all applied in this case.
Okay. And was I right to bring it up? Catherine Olney is one of many listeners who objected to that. She says, we know NPR doesn't say Trump is a liar, but don't interrupt your guest. I felt if I didn't, it would be tacit agreement with Masha Gessen's words, which would then make be in opposition to NPR policy.
I think you were very right to bring it up. And I think it's always good to be transparent about these things, too, in any way we can to help listeners and readers of our websites understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Well, so talk a little bit more about why NPR has made this decision. Our ombudsman, Elizabeth Jensen, wrote a pretty lengthy article about it. She quotes Tom Rosenstiel, someone who thinks about journalism, and wrote an essay saying that journalists today need to keep their cool. It's something called tonal restraint. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I mean, basically, we want people to listen to our stories, to read them when we write them, without making them stop and think that we're biased. I mean, to call someone a liar, that's a pretty heavy accusation. It has to be carefully weighed. And that's something else that plays through all the discussions that we have in the newsroom when we're deciding what words we should or shouldn't use.
Because the other thing you might be doing is taking the bait from anyone, and in this case, an administration that has positioned the media as being the enemy and being in a fight with the administration.
Exactly. We are not an opposition party. We are not an enemy. We are there to present the facts that give people the information they need to be good, informed citizens.
Well, but as you've said, we have not banned the word lie, and there will be exceptions or might be exceptions.
Of course. I mean, if it can be determined that someone intentionally misled, that they repeated something over and over and over again despite knowing full well that it was false, then you're beginning to talk about being able to divine their intention, if you will.
Okay.
And that might be a point where we decide we need to pull out that word.
Mark Memmott, NPR Standards and Practices Editor. Just always good to kind of let listeners know what the standard and the practice is. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.